From Jack Hoppins now. When the ground shifts beneath you, stand anyway. Author's note. Maybe you need this tonight. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you're not sure which it is. I just know I needed to write it. I hope it finds those who could use it. The Jack Hoppins Now Newsletter, #877. Wednesday, April 22nd, 2026. There will come moments sharp, disorienting, and unwelcome when your sense of balance is knocked clean off its axis. Not nudged, not gently shaken. And in those moments, most people do what comes naturally. They hesitate, they question, they shrink back, and worst of all, they begin negotiating with their own fear. That instinct will cost you more than the setback ever could. Because the real danger is not the turbulence, it's losing your footing inside yourself. There are principles, simple, sturdy, time-tested principles that act like ballast in a storm. They don't eliminate the waves. They don't calm the wind, but they keep you upright while everything else is trying to knock you flat. These are the very principles I have used to pull myself up on several occasions in life when my sense of balance and steadiness has been rocked. And I don't say that lightly. They've seen me through for several decades, and they have never failed to guide me back to navigating through less turbulent waters. Not once. The human mind is a gifted storyteller, and under pressure it becomes a terrible one. It takes a temporary disruption and spins it into a permanent identity. This always happens to me. I've lost my edge. I don't know if I can recover. That's fiction. Dangerous fiction. Your job is not to feel better immediately. Your job is to stay accurate. This is a moment, not a verdict. Not tomorrow, not when you feel ready. Immediately. Control is the antidote to chaos, but most people look for it in the wrong places. They try to control outcomes, people, timing. That's where frustration lies. Instead, narrow your focus. What can you do right now that moves you one inch forward? Make the call. Write the page. Take the step. Small actions restore authority faster than big plans. Feelings are unreliable in unstable conditions. Standards are not. Who are you when things are easy? That doesn't matter. Who are you when things are uncertain, uncomfortable, and unclear? That's the real measure. If your standard is discipline, then act with discipline. If your standard is resilience, then demonstrate it. Not because you feel like it, because that's who you decided to be. When everything feels overwhelming, it's usually because you're trying to carry too much at once. So don't. Reduce the scope. Focus on today, then this hour, then the next move. Momentum doesn't come from conquering everything. It comes from stacking wins so small they're almost impossible to fail at, and then doing it again and again until the ground feels solid beneath you. This is where most people break. They believe this time is different. This time is worse. This time they won't find their way back. But if you've been paying attention to your own life, you know better. You've been here before in some form, different details, same feeling. And you came through it, not perfectly, not cleanly, but you came through. That's not luck, that's a pattern, and patterns are powerful. So trust it, not blindly but confidently. Because resilience is not something you hope shows up. It's something you practice until it becomes inevitable. You don't need perfect conditions to regain your footing. You need clarity. You need standards. And you need the willingness to move, especially when it's hard. Do that, and what feels unstable today will sooner than you think come just another chapter you navigated through. And when the next storm comes, and it will, you'll recognize it faster. You'll steady yourself quicker. Unshakable self-trust. #holdfastback soon. Jack Hoppins.